to the Nutramedical Report. We have Keisha Rogers here from the LaRouche Foundation. And Keisha, some very momentous things are happening in terms of the gathering clouds of war. Can you fill in the article that you have at LaRouche PAC and what's really going on? And Keisha, are you there? Okay. I can't hear Keisha, so I guess we're scrambling to get her on the air. Now, Keisha Rogers, of course, I'll give you the latest article we have. What's happening, of course, is that the Warsaw Summit is preparing for war. It's time to leave NATO. And, of course, we have Harley Schlanger, who's kind of mentioned that in the past. So we have a pretty serious problem here in terms of NATO not dealing with the terrorism or the Haraj, which is the invasion of Europe, but on the other hand, are preparing for war not only in the Mideast, but also along the border with Russia. The deployment of acute attack to missile launch systems, the setting up of the first of a series of anti-missile systems is pretty serious. And, of course, this move by NATO and America is very provocative, and I think it's very unwise at this stage of the game. But nevertheless, when you're running out of options, this is one of the things that people do when they are up against the wall with the banker system blowing apart. And okay, Keisha, welcome back to the program. Keisha, let's talk about the Warsaw Summit preparing for war. It's time to leave NATO article, which we'll have posted up. What's happening? What's the latest in the news that's transpiring with the crazy bankers? And again, remember, every war is a banker war since the Napoleonic Wars. So this is another perfect example of that their final option is to go to war.
Yes, and I think it's very clear, as Mr. LaRouche has been warning, and as we're seeing, that there are two options in the world right now, and two worldviews and policies that are being presented. And I think that people really have to look at what has transpired over. You know, really, this is a policy that has been the dominant policy of an imperial agenda of the British Empire, and the policy for reducing the world population. The drive for thermonuclear war is only an indication of the continued desperation of the empire to break the United States from the alternative toward peaceful cooperation and progress that's being presented by nations such as Russia and China. I just want to start off by saying that what you presented to the listeners on the Warsaw Summit prepares for war is actually a conference that's going to be happening in July on the 8th and 9th.
Right.
And we put out a petition which is now being circulated worldwide, and the petition actually calls on citizens throughout the world, people throughout the world, to sign the petition calling for governments to adopt a policy of empty chair, basically to boycott the next NATO summit in Warsaw. And what we're seeing right now is the fact that, as LaRouche has been warning, the entire transatlantic and financial system is bankrupt. And as we're seeing the continued escalations toward war, the exercises escalated in the Baltic Sea around of NATO, and this is completely getting out of control. You look at this in contrast to what is happening right now in terms of the solution orientation of peaceful cooperation that Russia and China are representing. A lot of people don't know this, but there are just at the beginning of this month here, there were just recently, or the end of last month, should I say, two Eurasian conferences that took place in the past week. One outlining the deliberations and actions for development and stopping the London Obama geopolitics. One took place in Moscow, which was called Russia-China Transition to a New Quality of Bilateral Relations. And then the other one took place in Kazakhstan, which was the Eurasian Economic Union, which met in Asti, Astana. This was addressed by members and heads of states, including the Russian President Putin, who presented concrete tasks for physical economic expansion. That's what you're seeing right now, that this empire does not want to see exist. So the question becomes, what has happened to the American people and the United States? I think to really look at what we're facing in the world right now, we have to look at the fact that there has been an acceptance and adoptance of a policy of dictatorship, which has dominated the policy in the United States for the past 15 years. And, you know, people have to look at this not just as something that's separate, but when you think about the bombardment of the population with the lying media strategy, with what's happened since the attacks on the United States in 2001 of 9/11, that the policy in the United States has not been shaped by an election process that is committed to the preserving the conception of a republic, but it's been shaped by a policy of war, of so-called democracy, which has not been democracy, but it's been more of a policy of a manipulation of the population around lies. And we have to look at the fact that that's coming to a complete head right now, that we're closer now than in the Cold War or than any period in the history of our United States or the world to the brink of total annihilation and extinction. And the problem is that what are people focusing on? They're focusing on an insane election process that doesn't really put forth reality of what is actually happening in the world, because this election process is not going to actually determine the future of our nation, the future of mankind. What is removing the criminal Obama from the White House now.
Right.
Impeachment now, and actually recognizing what has happened to our United States, to what's happened to our republic, and why people have been manipulated into going along with this dictatorship for over 15 years now.
Right, and of course,
and justice has not been served.
Well, let's start off with 9/11. 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound. It was a war game. I know the particulars of the being a presidential level clearance and working with U.S. Space Command, that the icons were placed on the screens by U.S. Radar Command working with Space Command and NORAD, that it was not Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, who's a renal failure patient that's unusually tall, Afghanistani engineer that built the military base north of Riyadh at a cost of $55 billion. What we have is a game called the PNAC document, Project for the New American Century, where they have a new world order where America becomes the head through the proxy of the banks called the Fed Reserve System that's trying to consume the BRICS nations. And what's going on right now is a banker war that's coming to a military culmination in multiple hotspots, Venezuela, the Middle East, along the Russian border with Poland, where Russians are very upset at the fact that we're setting up anti-missile systems directly along there. And on the other hand, Obama's down-regulating and reducing their military forces unilaterally for our nuclear forces. At the same time, we don't get confirmation that we're actually proliferating nuclear weapons to India and other countries, along with Rosatom and Russia. What we should be doing is going the opposite direction. And what I see happening now is extremely dangerous, because any mistake could precipitate a global thermonuclear, biological, chemical, scalar, and we call geotectonic war that could wipe out most of the biosphere and species on the planet. So we could become the ultimate extinction-level event ourselves. This is
right, and Putin and the Russian president and the Russian defense secretary also just made very clear that they're not going to sit by idly and watch as the United States and NATO forces escalate tensions and provocations of first strike war, nuclear confrontation right on their borders. They're going to take action to every step.
Well, now, I think already we're seeing the fact. To be honest with you, there's not good guys here. They're all bad guys in different ways. The Russians and Chinese are modernizing military and nuclear forces like crazy. And a lot of that is pressure because the United States' behavior is very aggressive. We have this full war against ISIS and ISL, which we support. And the Russians come in and after the fact, because they have to support their own allies in the area of Syria and Iran, they go in for a matter of months and clean it up because we're repeatedly bombing villages that have been evacuated for months. So what we're having is Obama is a liar. The liar-in-chief, we should call him the Lying King. And what's going on is we don't impeach him. It's very possible we'll have such terrorism on American soil. We'll get a bipartisan domestic security bill, and we'll have a third term of Obama, but this time he'll be a full-force dictator. That's what's coming.
Yeah, and on the opposite side, you have to look at what is our power to actually strategically outflank and overcome this threat. And that's the role that you think about someone as the mind of Vladimir Putin is playing right now. And I know this might have been discussed on previous shows, but I would bring people's attention back to the fact that what happened in the intervention of Russia, of Putin, into Syria, when Obama continues to protect, arm ISIS, the terrorist networks, along with Saudi, protect the Saudis, continue to say that he's not going to release the 28 pages, and that if it continues to gain traction in the Congress, that he will kill the bill at any moment he can. Now, this is indication that we have a complete murderous policy on our hand, that justice has to be served from the standpoint of not just to take up something that happened 15 years ago in 2001, but that the policy never ended, that the continued protection of the British and the Saudis has been a complete of the families of 9/11. But you also have to look at, as I was saying, going back to what Putin is representing, Obama did not do anything in terms of actually addressing this terrorist apparatus because he's been protecting it. And when Putin strategically went in with the bombing campaign in Syria just a few months ago, and after that campaign was successfully completed, he went back in with something completely extraordinary, which is on the human level of we have to actually preserve the lives of those who sacrificed and those who died, that their dying would not have been in vain. We're right. Not doing that in the United States.
We're taking
these lives for granted. And when he had this concert in Palmyra at the ancient ruins of the Syrian ruins of in Palmyra, of the concert, the Chacon Bach concert, where Russians, people from Syria and of different ethnic and religious backgrounds came together to honor those who had died. And the fact of the matter is that only a year before this concert was held, you had the basically beheading of people being lined up in this very area, in this
Christians.
Very center. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. By ISIS. Now, that's the strategic thinking you have to go with. Is because
right.
This is a human question here.
Right.
You know,
well,
what's happening in the world is... Yeah.
I'd like to frame it this. Terrorists are us, just like the toy company Toys R Us. Obama is the chief terrorist. I mean, the only time he sits longer than 4 minutes for a meeting is 15 minutes at the Situation Room to determine who's going to get droned. That's it. I mean, we have a murderer in chief. This is ridiculous. And we tolerate this insane, narcissistic fool who's very dangerous... and he's following a policy, by the way, of the British Empire, because the United Nations is just a reincarnation of the British Empire. 57 nations are Commonwealth nations. They have their tentacles through their secret orders through every one of these nations, and the transnational corporations and the secret agencies that are all connected to the transnational corporations that run everything. And the banks are basically saying, well, it's finally time to pull the plug. Pull the plug on population Earth. Pull the plug on a viable economy. Pull the plug on any class except for the super class. and pull the plug on life extension and push transhumanism for the tiny population that's left. This is what they're going to do. And people say, you're just making that up. No, we're not. These people are so crazy, and people don't realize how close we are to catastrophe. It really is over the top, isn't it?
Yes, yes. But the key thing, too, is that people cannot continue to be victims and enslaved. We
right.
actually, the American people, have a responsibility to stand up and act, and to fight. Fight for, you know, a new paradigm and a new direction for mankind that is clearly being put on the table. But we're not going to get that if we are continuing to be enslaved to a lying system that tells you to think about an election process, this candidate versus that candidate. Oh, we have our Republican, our Democrat, or whatever. But the reality is that is not the determining factor of what is going to happen in the world. This election process means nothing when you look at the threat that's before us, and that the determining factor is what is being presented as a new, completely new shift for the world right now.
Right. In fact, the way I see the shift happening, they're trying to create a whole new consciousness that people are accepting. For example, the long TSA lines is another manipulation. The terrorism, with the open borders that Obama has, is a manipulation to make sure when terrorism does happen on American soil, like Brussels and Paris, that Americans clamor for biometrics so that it can be safe to go to a stadium or a shopping center. What I see happening is pure evil, and people don't understand we have a choice. We have a choice now because we're approaching the intellectual singularity of artificial intelligence, life extension, and limitless energy, and none of these things need to happen. We're reaching that point where our civilization is transitioning to become a truly galactic civilization. And at this point, they've decided to thrust forward and destroy our culture and destroy the future of humanity. That's what's going on.
Exactly. And so you look at the fact that, you know, there was just a week-long conference that was held by, this gets you the alternative that we should be putting forth right now. You know, the week-long conference held by the president of China on a series on creativity, without progress in science, a nation declines. And that has been a crucial focus of the LaRouche movement and of my continued campaigns and national orientation in terms of what I've actually continued to lead around the fight for the space program. But it's more than just the space program. But we have to, this is the question of what is our unique role as a human species in actually bringing mankind together in a common accord and a common interest.
But those are two different things. The science is something that Tier 1 science is being hidden, which is decades ahead of what the public thinks. The real problem is the morality of our culture has deteriorated to the point where it's now suicidal. And if we don't approach the cultural issues and the moral issues on a global scale, we're never going to accomplish the scientific goals, because much of it's already been discovered. It won't be implemented.
But it's not different, and I would disagree with you, because the thing about it, though, is let's go back to the moral issues you're talking about here and what's happening to the death culture in our society. It's very true. The suicide rates, the increase in drug overdoses, we know that that's continuing. I mean, I'm here in Houston, Texas, and it was just a report, this is all over the national news right now, that a young 23-year-old two-term Afghanistan veteran came right near the area, very close to where I stay, and shot up many people with an AK-47. This is what you're seeing. This is the insanity that's happening.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back. So let's continue this dialogue. And by the way, call in if you have questions on these issues, global issues, 800-313-9443. Keisha, what I see happening is, in fact, to a great extent, the public religions, whether it's Islam or the current version of Christianity under the Roman Catholic Church and many other what we call religions, have in fact been amplifiers of the confusion and the lack of what I call public and transnational morality that'll keep the human race alive. In fact, the globalists are using extreme Islam, which they created at Londonistan in the 1920s, I call Londonistan, and erected the Saudi Arabian Empire, the British Empire in the Middle East, and tied basically the currency to energy production and oil. And this cabal is determined to dominate the whole world. It's very sickening, it's very dangerous, and now that there's other powers that are vying for a share of the pie, like China and Russia, and basically they just want respect. I don't see, for example, China doesn't want to bomb Las Vegas, they want to buy it. Russia wants to have an expanded economy that's not just based in energy. And they have some really good scientists and technicians and universities, but they don't have the economic force to be able to turn into a kind of a market economy based on high technology. But they have tons of good technology. I mean, very good scientists. The problem is, rather than us realizing And I like this quote from the book, the Bible on Joseph, the coat of many colors. I think of each thread of the coat of colors as every nationality of every people on earth. And you can't have a complete coat unless you have all those threads woven together. What LaRouche is trying to do is weave that together to say, are we going to transition to a higher civilization where people live extended lifespans, where, you know, it says in the Bible, where people plant a tree and eat the fruit thereof, that no one takes their home or invades their land or destroys them or destroys the environment, so you're drinking water that's been fracked, so you're, you know, I'm putting together a little film called What the Frack, you know, with the fracking issues about the toxic chemicals and not fixing Fukushima and putting more and more toxic vaccines and more pushing polypharmacy instead of actually looking at the epigenetics of what causes illness. We're actually contracting human health span, I call lifespan, and increasing their death span.
And the, right. I mean, what you're talking about is a Renaissance culture. And, you know, a Renaissance culture is not what people think about today in terms of medieval festivals and so forth,
but it's
a complete transformation of the human mind and society from the standpoint of what it is that makes us human, our mind's ability to actually go out and discover new principles that transform our existence here on this planet and our understanding of the universe that we live in.
Well, and I don't think anybody really discovers anything. I think everything's already out there. I think we intuit things spiritually and we translate into physical fact. The last
it is already out there. That's why you're going out to rediscover it.
Right. So in other words, the point is that it's a spiritual transformation that allows us to have the full flower of science and technology and intellect as well as emotion that doesn't dissolve the human race and make us make irrelevant, for example, with artificial intelligence or the singularity of technology. So we become irrelevant to the future of whatever is governing this planet. Human beings don't realize we're approaching a time where if we don't transform to a different type of higher spiritual, collective spiritual being, we're not going to survive our own technology. We're not. That's just the way it is.
The problem is you think about that from the standpoint of the future, that the only species that as human beings have the ability to actually determine the future and don't have to do not have to exist as their predecessors, their fathers and forefathers before them, should we say, rather. But, you know, this is something that we lose sight of. We say that our future is already determined for us. We can't stop Obama. We can't stop thermonuclear war. Well, that is a fraud that the empire wants you to think as a belittled human being and a slave. And that's where you play, and the people listening to this call play an important role. That now's the time that we can break this dictatorship policy, this policy that's been dominating the planet for some time now, the geopolitics.
But what you're saying, Keisha, is not just an idea that's an intellectual idea or an emotional idea. It's a spirit idea. It's an idea that's transformative of the nature of what we are as a collective species, not in the past, present, and future. It's a transformative idea is what we're talking about.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back, Keisha. So let's continue this dialogue. If you're to summarize what you've been saying, you're saying we can be the change agents for a spiritual and revolution that will allow the intellectual and the emotional revolutions to transform human nature so that we can survive as a species on the planet and also spread across the galaxy. Right now, we're not in a survival mode. We're in a destructive, suicidal mode. And there's a small bunch of people that basically it's either the part of their soul was never there, or it's been eaten by something, just to be a little humorous, that you know, like you mentioned, Ash Carter and some other people, that truly are not fully human. And you have to understand...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you see Ash Carter's remarks that he just gave on May 27th to a commencement address at the at the U.S. Naval Academy, you can tell this guy doesn't have it all there, and he's not truly human. And he's continuing to say we have to escalate our nuclear arsenal, our warheads, and military activity in the South China Sea. Why? What is that going to do for the United States? Why should we be there? It's only to escalate tensions, provocations of war, and actual drive toward nuclear war with China and Russia.
For the, For the past 30 years, we've made collaborations with our transnational corporations and agencies, and even a pipeline through Israel Hal or the State of Israel, to make sure that China had technology. And then because it only takes 90 days to set up a corporation to build things, compared to 5 years in America because of regulatory nightmares, and our case law by our battalions of excessive attorneys in our country. I mean, one of the interesting comments that I've talked to some of my friends that have been doing business in China, they're pretty wealthy, is they go to China, and when they meet with the political officials, even from the Communist Party or corporations, 95% of the representative of the political elite are all engineers, and 95% in America are attorneys. It's not surprising we have a mess. It's not, you know, it's not, it's like when I hear some of the comments that are made by Donald Trump, and again, remember, he catches people's interest because he frames problems, but he misframes them. For example, unless you determine that you're not just going to put tariffs on companies that are trying to build air conditioners elsewhere because it's cheaper, it's because regulatory agencies and case law here is so egregious, corporations can't do their business here. It's not just higher taxes, it's everything. And it's not a matter of protecting the environment. The regulations, a lot of times, don't even make sense. And they don't protect the environment. At the same time, they drag things out or make it impossible to do business. So when they come up with simplistic answers like, I'm going to deport all 12 million Americans, children that were born in America of illegal parents, you first have to determine, number one, if there's people from China and Saudi Arabia and Qatar that are flying in to have their children to become American citizens. What are you going to do with the anchor baby law? Is that not something that's done by the Supreme Court and not Obama? I mean, Trump? So when the real issue comes up, you got to frame the issue correctly. High technology in the next 10 years, robotics and artificial intelligence, 3D printing of different parts and even organs, is going to transform what the nature of an economy is. We don't yet understand that.
True, but what's going to transform what the nature of an economy is something that we have not yet have not done before, which is what China's doing in the investigation of the far side of the moon, and what this is going to actually bring in terms of totally new trends.
Yeah, but here's the thing, because you're talking to someone who has had tier one science, direct access to a presidential...
And we've already been to the far side of the moon. I know you're going to say.
Not only that, we have a colony on Mars since 1980. Colony on Mars since 1982. Yeah, it doesn't matter, okay? My experiences aren't open to opinion, but here's the point. The point is, tier one science is hidden. For example, for 7 years, on this show, I've given specific technical details on how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. 3 years ago, the Chinese applied in public, on their news media, which is broadcast worldwide, they're going to apply 3,500 of their top nuclear scientists to create fusion reactors and to mine helium-3 from the moon for tokamak fusion reactors. Last February 2015, Lockheed Martin finally came out and said they had a 28 by 32 foot fusion reactor that they showed the actual kind of outline designs, which are virtually identical to what I've said, only they can be miniaturized, which has been in our Aurora space fleet since the 60s. And people don't understand. Tier 1 science is decades, if not centuries, ahead of what people realize. And the problem is not science, it's morality. Our government is hidden technology, and the Chinese are sick and tired of it. They want this technology so they don't have to use nuclear fission to create power. They want nuclear fusion. They want to jump over this.
Yes, and they're going for it.
They're going to go for it.
The technology to do that.
Right. For example, we should not have waste depots. Everything should be broken down to atomic and biological, chemical, molecular states. So it can be fully recycled, not just partially. There shouldn't be any waste dumps or trash in the giant thing two times the size of Texas floating in the North Pacific Ocean. It's insane. We have to understand
that. Yeah, well, we can have fusion torches for that. You're right. The solutions are already there. The question is the political will and the commitment to carry them out.
The problem is a lot of people think that we have to do it 20, 30, 50 years. You hear foolish lies like, you know, like the recent movie about the Martian, well, this poor guy at Mars. We've had a colony there since 1982, okay? They discovered ancient monuments. All the highest level Masonic orders on the planet all know and believe, this is not necessarily true, but this is what they all believe, that the apparent civilization of human beings originated on Mars, not Earth. All of them.
But think about it. The American people, the population has to actually participate in these scientific breakthroughs and endeavors, as we did with John F. Kennedy.
Well, it's not a matter of participation.
Kennedy's vision.
Well, the problem is, you see, Kennedy had a vision. This is why they killed him. We had a coup d'etat by the CIA, secret agencies to kill a man because he wanted to get away from the Fed Reserve. He wanted to get rid of the actions of the CIA manipulating economies around the planet and creating war and terror, which is what ISIS is. It's a CIA creation. He wanted to transform the idea of not just going to the moon, but also transforming what it is to just right after, for example, Watson and Crick's discovery of DNA. He knew we were reaching what's called a biological singularity, that people don't need to get sick or die anymore. They only die of accidents and wars. So the problem is, you see, it ultimately comes down to a moral question rather than scientific. And what you're saying, Keisha, is your organization tries to preach an idea that transforms beyond public, what I call mundane religion, and says that we can transform individuals and become a new nation of a new type of human beings that put a higher morality ahead of our national interests and ahead of our personal interests. And now we're not talking about communism or socialism.
I agree with LaRouche has the same conception that the Chinese president just expressed in this recent conference, that without progress in science and human creativity, a nation declines.
Yeah, but it's not just creativity. The problem is, you see, and this is where I'm going to just add one other step. The real issue is what I call spiritual darkness in the soul. The soul of America has somehow been darkened. We're the land of where 90% of patents on the earth are American, but yet we are literally starving for technology that could solve our environmental issues, our energy problems, and our economy. And the idea that we don't implement these is because morally our soul is darkened. It's not because we don't have the technology. They're hiding the technology. If people like yourself, for example, think, oh, it's foolish, we don't have tokamak fusion reactors, I can lay out the specific tech specs to show you how to build one. The problem is people don't want to believe that it's done or that we can. For example, have you heard about the CRISPR technology? CRISPR, which is genetic modification?
Mm-hmm.
We can rebuild a human being now from as many as 34 different potential parents. We can create transhumans today. This is in a conference in Britain just last year. We can literally
That's
create.
Scary.
Yeah, and we really understand. We also know how to stop aging. It's called mitochondrial protofection. I'm preparing lectures this year to the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental Advancement, and Medicine. And I'm presenting a paper called A Biophoton Theory of Aging and Disease, based on the quantum physics of biological systems, which I did research over the last 36 years. What people need to start grasping is it's not a matter that we don't have the science. The science, even the medicine, is suppressed. When I, in the medical profession, have made lots of discoveries, I was either persecuted or threatened to have my license pulled for making major discoveries in medicine, including hyperinsulinemia and diabetes, toxic adjuvants, how it causes cancer and autoimmune diseases.
Well, it just shows you how sacred and how unique the human mind is.
Right. We are a transformative force for the whole universe. We are collectively, and this is on the religious side, we are collectively the queen of heaven, the bride of God, who created the universe. We are literally, if you want to call it, the female side of the Godhead, and collectively. And we have to understand that as a entering galactic civilization, we are going to have people live literally, you know, virtually limitless lives and be able to transform the galaxy, not just our little world and our solar system, and create a universe, not just a world, but a universe.
And that's
of peace.
Our mission. That is our intention as a human species.
Our intention is to become midwives for other civilizations and other worlds, to create a universe that's safe for sentient beings to live and for other species to look to us as their shepherd and their, if you want to call it, their keeper.
And that's
going
to stop this war threat right now. Because to go back to my original point before, you think about the relationship that we have with the collaboration, for instance, of the United States, our astronauts, our space program in the United States to the Russian cosmonauts. Yes, there are some differences of opinion and conflict with that. But one thing that, you know, astronauts such as Scott Kelly and the Russian cosmonaut working together for over a year in the International Space Station or other encounters of that type that we've had, or other nations working together on the International Space Station or in the progress of the investigation of man's role in coming to understand the universe we live in, is that we have a common interest. All of the geopolitics and all of the conflict and war and so forth that we're facing here on Earth becomes minute, becomes so small in the concept of what we are as a species. How can we collaborate together there in space in the common interest?
Well,
when
actually,
here,
we can't. What's interesting is You're exactly got a great point there, because without the idea of a Schumann resonance generator, which is in the International Space Station, the Russians discovered, without the, what I call vitamin G or gravity with vibrational platform exercise, without many of the things the Russians discovered, space travel is impossible.
Yes.
And as we collaborate with other nations like China and others, with other great people that are literally come together of one mind and one intention field, we'll then conquer not only space, but now inner space, the space that allows us to be dissected and set in the dialectic of evil, where this group fights that group. Or, again, remember, I mentioned this on the show many times, I call religion real lies going on. When we have total God knowledge, or that's what Emmanuel came with, is God knowledge, that religion falls away, because relationship with each other and with the creator of the universe transcends religion. And the problem is we don't approach it that way, so we are then divided by globalist dialectics of evil and religions that guarantee our annihilation.
Right, and you look at what the contributions, you said Russia, but also the great German space pioneers that people
Our program is totally the German space program. If you actually look at the diagrams by Wernher von Braun and his teams back in 1930s, the space shuttle was an exact model in the 1930s that before even World War II started, the Germans had already conceived and were building.
Right.
Yeah. We got stuck in this dialectic of war. The bankers decided to set up Germany on one side and us on the other, because the British Empire did not want the competition of the Germans, so they set up this dialectic of World War I and II to destroy them, to destroy their culture, destroy their academia, and to destroy their religious move to transcend beyond what we call the Roman Catholicism, which is a totalitarian regime, and to free the human mind to understand higher spiritual things that transcend the mundane religions that we publicly except whether it's Islam.
Yeah, and in simple, what we're talking about is something that people have lost sight of, which is called optimism.
Right.
There's no optimism in our society any longer, and that's what the LaRouche movement is representing. That's what my campaigns really gravitated to in terms of the response we got from the population and continue to get when we present to them what we can be creating in terms of, you know, what the space program represents in terms of a mission, that we don't have a mission in the world anymore, a unified mission any longer, and we have to restore that. Or what we're doing right now with our focus on Manhattan and Mr. LaRouche's focus on the fact that the state of Manhattan and what it represented as the foundation for our nation's republic under the conceptions of the principles laid out by our founding fathers and Alexander Hamilton. This is where the fight against Wall Street, where the banking cartel first started. You know, obviously Alexander Hamilton was killed by Aaron Burr in the battle there against the Manhattan money lords. But the key thing is that what it represents is that is the principle of a complete transformation of what the United States can and must become if we break this Wall Street cartel and this British Empire and actually focus on creating the republic or creating a new paradigm. And so focus on music and classical culture, as we were talking about before, I wanted to point people's attention to the fact that for Memorial Day weekend, we had a beautiful conference with Mrs. LaRouche and Mr. LaRouche, followed by a concert of spirituals, patriotic songs, and classical music, because that's what's going to uplift and transform the thinking of the population and the optimism that's needed in the population to stop this murder policy that we're seeing.
Yeah, I agree that you need classical music and more what I call the old-style Greek system of education, where you don't have multiple guest questions. You have people that literally build up their intellect by wrestling with others that have already proven to have a level of intellectual capacity. The problem I see right now, though, is that our culture and our media literally darken the mind with negative thoughts. Tell everything is impossible, And then, of course, we're tied to an economic system that, until you get away from this current economic system, for example, everybody puts their hope in Donald Trump that he's going to fix things. But if you still have the Federal Reserve System, you're still tied to the same monster. If you don't fix the idea of what it is to be have an economy 10 or 20 or 50 years from now and understand that, you can't just insist the carrier comes back and blue-collar jobs stay here. We do need those, but the problem is, what is an economy in 10 or 20 years, 90% of the new jobs in 10 years' time, or say by 2030, haven't even been invented yet. 90% of the new jobs have not even been conceived by the mind of man, or at least publicly expanded upon to become smaller intermediate business. And people have to understand that. So when we have politicians with a narrow view, or the idea that if we want to have immigration, we want to have intelligent immigration, it's not only cultural but technological. We need to start understanding that, hey, maybe we need to have some of the Chinese top engineers building high-speed rail in America. Maybe they've advanced Bombardier to the point where we need them over here, so we have the...
We need to be working with them, yes, right. With our engineers, exactly.
With our engineers, in other words, we can have cross-pollination that actually advances their culture and our culture. They're dying of pollution over there. They need energy technology that's cleaner.
Right.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call...
So, Keisha, you have an event you want to announce. And, of course, you can go to LaRouchePAC.com and the EIR Executive Intelligence Review, LaRouchePUB.com. What's the event?
So my colleague on the National LaRouche Policy Committee, Michael Steger in San Francisco, California, is going to be hosting an event. This is a forum which is called Will the U.S. Join the Silk Road, the New Silk Road, a choice of global scientific development or nuclear world war. This is going to be a strategic seminar that's going to be hosted next Wednesday, June 8th at June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It'll be an all-day seminar, which Mr. LaRouche, Mrs. Helga LaRouche will address. Also, they'll address by video conference, and then I'm going to be addressing the meeting as well. I will be there in person on next week. I want to invite you all to come. What I can do, Dr. Deagle, is send you the information. You can post it up on your website.
Yeah, we can also, if you want to, perhaps we can do an announcement on our live stream TV channel and post it up on our RSS feeds to all the iTunes, Vimeo, and other places so people can get know since it's available. We have a lot of audience not around worldwide, but here in California as well. And if they can attend it locally, that'd be a great idea.
Yes,
and so that,
absolutely.
That they can go also to LaRouchePAC.com to see these announcements. Is that correct?
That's right. That's great.
Now, where's everything going this year? What if you were to give two or three predictions and solutions? I always like to say, I don't like to scare the children or the sheep. You know, you hear them, there, unless we give solutions. And one of the things that I get pretty particularly upset with so-called alternative media, the regular media are useless. They're completely useless. In fact, your IQ drops a point per hour you listen to them. But the alternative media, by and large, unfortunately, either scare people but don't provide solutions. One of the things that I love about what you do and Harley and Lyndon LaRouche is you're always trying to give a higher paradigm and solutions for the issues that are facing us and say, hey, this is doable. What would you say are the three big issues this year that we need to accomplish in order for us to get through 2016 to move toward, I call clear sight 2020, in other words, 4 years from now, where human beings literally have a future to look forward to?
I think it is doable. What's doable right now is recognizing that we have a threat represented in the United States by the continued policy and continued existence of Obama, President Obama, in the White House that is, does not correspond to the direction the world should be going in. So his removal is not a question of opinion or if or can we do it. It's a must. It has to happen.
Yeah.
And it has to happen regardless of the fact that people say we only have 5 months left, because everything is going to be transformed in these next 5 months. We're already seeing this. When we, you know, what I would encourage people to do is, I'm sure you'll have this on your site, Dr. Deagle, but the petition, the Warsaw Summit prepares for war. It's time to leave NATO now. We are getting hundreds of people that are signing on to this petition, and we want each and every one of you listening to this to sign on to it, that this is governments around the world have to break with the policy of NATO, that NATO no longer has any raison d'etre. It has no power whatsoever, and that why are we continuing to cooperate with this institution, this policy that's promoting war and chaos and the destruction of sovereign nations, the destruction of cooperation among nations.
Exactly. The new Silk Trail is what you talked about. Thank you, Keisha. Excellent program. We'll talk again soon.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.